This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joe, I'm getting it again right now. This number calls me, and it has like the same three numbers on it, like right around this time, and it always says spam risk on my phone, but it keeps calling. Like every day I get a call right around this time.
I know. I get the same.
It's terrible.
Not the same number probably, but it is. For me, it's the same one every day.
Oh, yeah.
Don't answer it, because then they record your voice and then all kinds of bad things can happen.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
When I do answer, when I finally answer, I say, meow, like that.
Meow.
So they can't take my voice and then call my dad and pretend it's me. You know what I mean?
I answered it once.
So when I answer the phone, if I do answer, it's meow.
I answered it once and said nothing, waiting for whatever was on the other side to say something, which was never said. So I waited like 3 seconds, nothing was said, and I hung up.
Next time you should just say,
you sound like a Pokemon.
I'm that paranoid because it happens.
Oh, I don't want to
take your voice and then they'll use it for it. There's some weird, crazy stuff happening out there, Limits.
Yeah,
and I don't want you to get sucked into that.
No, and I'd rather not.
Do you cry when your wiffle ball games are rained out?
So I play in two different leagues, and the guy that runs the South Hills League, South Hills Wiffle, is on my team in Baldwin. I get very, very, very upset in Baldwin when our games get rained out when we play. Like, we have played through rain sometimes because I'm like, we got to schedule the games. We got to get the games in. Now, today's game that we're supposed to play in South Hills against my buddy Zeke, who's the commissioner.
That ain't happening.
That's not happening. So I don't know when that game is going to be played. But yeah, I'm upset about it, but not nearly as upset as if it was Baldwin, which we're playing a lot of games, and if that's a scheduling nightmare for the commissioner to try to figure out.
I used to stare at the sky for a long time when I was playing Little League Baseball, you know, like 8 or 9 years old, just so pumped for the game and threatening rain. It used to be like, I think I even used to pray for no rain.
Yeah, we don't play in the rain anymore. We did years ago, we'd have like rain games, if we needed
to. You should have rain games as long as there's no lightning. That would be fun.
Right, and safety comes into play and
of course it does, stuff like that.
So you just want to make sure, as a commissioner, that you take care of everyone. Take care of your family. When you're a commissioner, all the players are your family.
Do you imagine yourself in this job, say, when you're 40?
What job?
Commissioner of the Baldwin Wiffle Ball League.
I've always said that I want to make sure that we get to a decade. We want to get to 10 years. This is season 6.
Yeah.
I mean, I will go on and do it for as long as possible. You know, I love doing it.
I'm going to go to Vermont and meet you guys at the end of August. And
you should.
To commit to that, can I drive there?
We're driving.
How long?
Like 12 hours.
I'm not driving there.
Fly to Burlington.
Burlington.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes outside the field we play at.
All right. I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to find golf courses to play out there, including Louis Tiant used to live. I think he passed. Did he not?
Yes, Louis Tiant? Yes.
He lived in Maine next to a golf course. So I don't know. I just thought I'd go to that golf course in tribute to the great Louis Tiant, whose pitching motion, to bring this full circle, I used to imitate in wiffle ball.
It's your 50 states, 50 rounds of golf.
Yeah, that's gone to pot.
No,
although I could begin in Vermont, yes.
It's gone away.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right, here's the Bechtel Breakdown for this Friday, May 30th, final one in May, brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating, Jordan Schultz, yesterday, saying that the Steelers have had preliminary conversations with multiple teams about potentially adding another playmaker on offense to complement DK Metcalf. Pittsburgh is believed to be motivated to get a deal done at some point, though there's still plenty of time before the season, which means there's plenty of time for a Brandon Ayuk-like situation to play out once again.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Everybody needs another playmaker. Yes, the Steelers, again, could probably use a number two. Do we not think that Calvin Austin's capable of being a number two? I guess I'd rather have someone more established, but I like what I saw from him second half of the season or so. You?
I did too. I don't know. I don't. A lot of people say, like, oh, well, you don't believe in Calvin Austin. I think Austin's a good player, but I would rather have him be my three than ultimately be my number two wide receiver, because I think he's more of a slot guy that you can utilize middle of the field, speed receiver. I still think they need to get a bigger threat on the outside to be able to complement that.
Yeah, and maybe you can find that guy once training camp start later, in, right before the season. Guy gets cut, like a Mike Williams type situation. I don't even remember how they acquired him. It was in a trade, wasn't it? Right around the deadline?
Yeah, for I think a fifth round pick.
Gee, how could I forget about him? He was standing in a straitjacket on the sidelines most of his Steeler career, even after he would make a play. He would go back to the sidelines and just stand there in a jacket. You remember that?
I do. Remember his first catch was a game-winning touchdown.
Yes. Remember that? They never threw to him again. What a strange tenure for him. Maybe Bob Woods is the answer. I don't know.
I like Robert Woods, but I don't like him any more than as a number three wide receiver.
Well, then he becomes a four if you like Austin. And then what about Ben Skoranek?
Well, it's
Cabali.
Like,
do you have the Cabali clip from yesterday?
I don't think so.
He said that if you want, I want to find this clip before
Skoranek.
The end of the show. Because I think his exact words were, if you want to make a playoff run, you need Ben Skoranek. I think he actually said that.
You need players like Ben Skoranek on your team. Yeah, that's what he said.
No,
it
was even more definitive than that. At some point, you can find it in a minute. I don't want to interrupt your segment. This is your segment. It's your special time.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right, Joe. Pat Narduzzi was on the morning show today, and he was discussing a bunch of different things, including scheduling Penn State and West Virginia on the schedule. That seems like a yearly occasion where we end up talking about this. So after this year, there's a hiatus with West Virginia on the schedule. Now, Pitt wants to play WVU every year. Narduzzi also doesn't understand why Penn State isn't on Pitt's schedule every year, wanting the Backyard Brawl and Penn State every year. This take might surprise you. I am 1,000% on board with what Pat Narduzzi is saying.
Who's Pitt- not? Who wouldn't be on board with that? What do you mean, surprise me?
Now, there's a lot of Penn State people that are like, oh, you don't have to play Pitt.
Of course, Pitt, Penn State
brother.
People.
No,
yeah.
I mean.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pitt. No, play Pitt.
Like, I didn't realize you were coming at it from the Penn State perspective.
I was looking at it from both perspectives. Like, Pitt should want to play them. Pitt has a lot to gain from playing them. And look, Penn State has some stuff to gain, too. That's a good out-of-conference game. Here's the thing for me with that. There are four reasons for this. You have the expanded
four
playoff.
Of them? We have to sit through four reasons now?
Very quick reasons.
All right.
Bullet points, if you will. The expanded playoffs. So Penn State played Pitt a couple of years ago, lost in a season that they could have ultimately made it to the playoffs. If you lose this game against Pitt, it means something, but it doesn't nearly hurt you as much because there's 12 teams maybe going to 16. Michigan and Ohio State are scheduling big out-of-conference games.
Are you on the first point?
This is the second point.
Okay.
Ohio State is playing Texas this year. That is a huge out-of-conference game that's going to help their resume when you get to seeding everybody. It's great for the area, and it's also very good for Pitt if they win that game. Huge for ramifications for the playoffs, especially if this is an at-large bid, and it's good on Penn State to increase their non-conference games.
I can't
their
talk
first
about
games
this
against
anymore.
Nevada.
I know.
Like, I'll be at that game. I don't want to see Nevada. I want to see Pitt.
Nobody does. I've been talking about this for decades. I can't do it anymore. Of course they should play Penn State, and of course Penn State should play Pitt. And if you ask the thousands and thousands of Penn State alums around here, if they want to play Pitt or they want to play the teams that you mentioned in their non-conference, they want to play Pitt. It's a fun game for the state. It is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's wonderful for the state. I mean, do you really want to play Nevada on your schedule? That's the first game of the year. Here's the other non-conference games. FIU, Florida International?
Buffalo, Temple next year, Marshall, Ball State, yep. UMass. Come on.
Villanova.
What are we doing here?
Like, they're going to beat Villanova probably 73 to 3.
What they're doing
is that
here,
good for Philly? I mean, who cares?
What they're doing here is the Indiana plan. I guess if you play a crap schedule and never lose. Although the playoff's so expanded right now, Penn State will get in no matter what.
Oh,
just play Pitt.
Indiana's schedule. Well, that's part of my point. Like, you're likely still going to be able to get in. Indiana football schedule for their non-conference is absolutely horrendous. Did you see their non-conference?
No, let's hear it. Hey, it worked for them last year.
Old Dominion, Kennesaw State,
mm-hmm.
and Indiana State, the Sycamores, where Larry Bird went to college.
Right.
I didn't even know they had a football
but
team.
They'll have plenty of people defending them again next year. The idea is not to lose. So, good for them, I say.
Well, I just give credit to the Ohio States and the Michigans of the world. Who did Michigan play last year? Was it Texas? Ohio State's playing Texas this year?
I don't know.
Good on those teams. Like, they should get an upper hand when it comes to the end of the seedings because they scheduled actual quality non-conference games. It's kind of like how, remember Pitt was knocked for the NCAA tournament? Well, you didn't schedule anybody non-conference, and West Virginia didn't have a good year, and
no,
Missouri was bad.
I don't remember that. Now I'm depressed. Go to the next topic.
All right. Alexander Canario is a different player under Donnie Kelly. 16 games with Derek Shelton, hit 122, and he slugged 195. With Donnie Kelly, 18 games, 67 at-bats. He's playing a lot more. He's batting .313 under Donnie Kelly. Two homers, five RBIs, an OPS of .839.
Yeah, who knows if it'll work out, but there's only one way to find out, and that's always the point. And having spoken to many, many professional athletes over the years, I often wonder which guys would have made it if only they had been in a place where they'd gotten an opportunity. Like, I was thinking about this watching the Indy game the other night, the Pirates AAA affiliate. Like, how many of these guys were just an opportunity away from making it? And how many are just forgotten forever if they never get that opportunity? So many examples I could use. Brandon Moss is one. You know, he was in and out and in and out here and looked like, you know, a guy who would just be forgotten. And yep. Then he goes to Oakland and he gets an opportunity.
Slugger.
And he becomes a slugger. And there's guys like him in AAA. I don't know, is Matt Gorski that guy? If somebody said to Matt Gorski, you're going to play, we're going to give you 500 at-bats and we're going to see what you can do. Relax. You go one, I think we said this yesterday, you go 1 for 17, you're going to get an 18th at bat or 19th at bat. Just play, just relax. And I like that Donnie Kelly did that with Canario, and I want him to do that with Henry Davis.
And one thing with that, with Gorski and also with Davis, like, analytics have taken over so substantially. You got to remember, these are people, man. Like, they have emotions, and if you don't give somebody an extended run, they're probably pacing in their hotel rooms. They're thinking about, is this the last game I have? A little bit of self-doubt creeps in. Like,
of course,
is this the last game I have before I go back down? So that affects people.
And it's also pro sports. So from the team side, you know, especially if you're a team that wins every year, you just can't go telling a guy, oh, yeah, you're going to get 500 at-bats here. We're going to see if you sink or swim. Sometimes, you know, you got to get it going when it's your chance, immediately. That's just the way it is.
Last one for you. As the Stanley Cup Finals are now set, it is the first rematch since the 08-09 Penguins and Red Wings. And on this day, yesterday, in 2017, Jake Guentzel scored the game-winning goal for the Penguins against the Nashville Predators in Game 1, 2017 Stanley Cup Final. I miss those memories. I don't really like seeing it being a rematch.
You can't miss the memory limits. You just have them.
I miss those moments, I should say. And I wish we could get those memories again. But what do you think of the Stanley Cup rematch? Do you think that this is finally the time that McDavid gets it done?
No, I think Florida's the better team. I think this is going to be one of those stories where it's a team that's just flat out not good enough and runs into a nemesis all the time. Many of those in sports history too. Charles Barkley was pretty good, but he ran into Michael Jordan at least once in the finals. Dominique Wilkins was very good. He ran into Jordan a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think they're going to win. I think Florida's the better team. Do you?
You know who's been really good?
Who?
Brad Marchand.
Yeah,
he's
has.
A plus 11, 4 goals, 14 points in 17 games in the playoffs.
I know. Great trade. Great trade.
It was risky.
Don't ever say a deadline trade doesn't put teams over the top, because a lot of times it can.
Jerome McGinley did not, but multiple others for the Penguins helped too. And this trade for Marchand, I mean, that made a great team dominant. I mean, Carolina didn't have much of a fight against them. I agree with you.
Do you want McDavid to win a cup?
Honestly, no.
Why? That's very cruel of you.
I don't know. Like, for the longest time, I didn't want Ovechkin to win one. But when Crosby beat him twice in a row, 16-17, and won it back-to-back, and he cemented himself as having, outside of the goal record, the better resume than Ovechkin with the cups, because I think championships matter, then I was like, you know what? I'm happy for Ovi when they won it in 2018. Like, it's his time. So I don't know if that would ever happen with McDavid, also considering that they don't play in the same conference. But I don't know. There's just a weird feeling about me that is like, I'd be completely okay if Connor McDavid never wins.
I think that's very cruel, and I want him to win one. Yeah, I want him to win one. He seems like, I don't know, is he that likable of a character? He just seems to be very boring, doesn't
he? He does. Like,
it's not his fault. Seems like a nice man.
Yeah,
but when people talk about, oh, you have to market the league a little more and market your stars, some stars aren't that marketable. Sorry.
Yeah, or don't want to be marketed.
But maybe you could actually play on that. Play on that the way you would with a Belichick, you know, and do ads where you play on his boringness. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.